Nearly 40 people were on hand to learn about the truth in orthopedics and a local provider's experiences with serving patients in the Lake City area as well as Tanzania. Dr. Stephen Mayer was the featured speaker at the latest Stuart Memorial Community Hospital Lunch Connection that was actually held in the evening to be able to accommodate for more attendees. The first part of Dr. Meyer's presentation was about current practices in orthopedic joint replacement and options for arthritis patients. He then focused on his passion for the mission work he performs in Tanzania. The author of Miracle Children of Tanzania, Dr. Meyer, has founded the Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Ministries and works tirelessly to provide medical equipment, food, and supplies to a nation devout of orthopedic care. He recounted the outcomes of a 2017 bus crash that killed 35 students and teachers, leaving only three survivors with terrible injuries. He succeeded in securing the transportation and medical care for these three children at Mercy Hospital in Sioux City, where they underwent surgeries, therapies, and recuperation. The Lunch Connection is held four times a year at Stuart Memorial, with the next session on August 15th featuring Dr. Margaret Vitorito, who will deliver two sessions. The first, A Passport to Better Health, will be at noon. The 6 p.m. session will be for the health of your child. The June survey of business leaders in Iowa and eight other Midwestern states signals positive growth for the region over the next 3 to 6 months. Ernie Goss, an economist at Creighton University, says while things are starting to pick up after several down months, international trade troubles continue to cloud the regional and national outlooks.
Tariffs, in this case, restrict buying from abroad. A lot of our supply managers are finding it more expensive to buy from abroad. Likewise, selling into, say, Chinese markets where the Chinese have retaliated. So that's been a real challenge.
The Creighton survey found the regional economy expanded at a slower pace than the rest of the nation for the first half of 2019. Goss says, but overall, hiring for the region's manufacturing sector for June was up significantly.
The number one challenge over the next 12 months is finding and hiring qualified workers due to almost record low unemployment rates in most of the region. 40% of the supply managers indicated that was their number one challenge.
Still, according to the June survey, better than 71% of supply managers supported continuing current tariffs on China or even raising them. Finding workers to fill open positions remains a daunting chore.
Both the U.S. and the region, employment growth is slowing down, and that's somewhat troubling. But that's what we're seeing, and some of that's related, of course, to being able to find and hire qualified workers. But of course, there are negative impacts from floods and negative impacts from trade.
Goss says the recent surveys indicate both durable and non-durable goods producers in Iowa are seeing positive gains in economic activity. Figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show Iowa workers have experienced a solid 3.6% increase in hourly wages over the past 12 months, above the national gain of 3.1% over the same period of time. MidAmerican Energy reports Iowa customers received 51.4% of their energy from renewable sources last year. This rose slightly from 2017, and MidAmerica expects it to continue to increase. They will not, however, be raising rates as they complete additional projects. Providing 100% renewable energy annually to our customers is part of MidAmerican Energy's vision to be the best, says President and CEO Adam Wright. We're on track to do that in the next several years while still keeping rates low. Access to clean energy combined with low rates and high reliability helps drive Iowa's economy, Wright adds. The latest wind energy project, Wind 12, is currently underway and projected to be completed late next year. Representatives from the Carroll Community School District will be attending the next city council meeting Monday, July 8th. City Manager Mike Pogey Weaver says Transportation Director Jeff Cullen and Supervisor of Buildings and Grounds Jeff Dvorak will explain the proposed parking changes requested at Adams Elementary.
In particular on Adams Street, with both some changes to parking restrictions, handicap parking, and then a crosswalk along there. So that'll be discussed and some action will be taken.
Another item that was brought up at the last council meeting in a presentation by the Carroll Airport Commission will also be brought back to the council for discussion and possible action.
At our last meeting, the Carroll Airport Commission approached the council about Air Methods coming to the Carroll Airport, and they need some funding to kind of set up both kind of their septic system, water system, for a module home to be placed out at the airport for their use. So that'll be back at this meeting to kind of make that request. I don't know right now what exact dollar figure they'll be requesting, but that'll be back.
The initial indication from the commission was that they would be seeking seed money in an amount somewhere around $65,000 to $75,000 for that project. Pogey Weaver says that one of the biggest items on the agenda is change order number 6 for combination City Hall and Carroll Public Library projects.
And that total is $63,267. And really, most of the items, and it would be expected this time, is really focused at the library. City Hall is pretty much nearing the end of construction. We're seeing a lot of carpeting and finishes go in now, so there's not a lot of things that can change there. We know there is a little bit of hanging out with the City Hall related to some of the exterior work that hasn't been completed, both the stairs, which was a change, and then the east wall along Adams that we had to reconstruct, that was a change. But for the most part, City Hall, we know what the issues are.
The change order includes the cost to remove an existing foundation that was found at the north side of the Farner government building and the rerouting of water lines from that foundation. This, Pogey Weaver says, is about $29,000 of the total amount. Monday's meeting will convene at 5:15 p.m. at the Adams Elementary School Board Room. The public is invited and encouraged to attend. A link to the full meeting package can be found with this story on our website. Everyone is invited to break out a blanket or a lawn chair and head out to a free movie. Manning Municipal Utilities will be showing Disney's Moana at the Manning Rec Center football field beginning at dusk on Friday, July 12th. There's no charge to attend, and they'll be providing free popcorn and cotton candy during the show. And finally, the City of Carroll is celebrating their 150th anniversary this month, and so is the Carroll Police Department. In honor of this milestone, the officers will be sporting a new designed patch on their uniforms. Chief Brad Burke says this was specifically crafted to represent the Carroll of today and to replace the last rendition that was created in 1978. The department believes this is only the third patch in their 150 years. The new soldier patch features a train, the Carroll Depot, windmills, and the year of the town's founding, 1869. All uniforms will be updated in time for the beginning of the Carroll sesquicentennial celebration on Friday, July 19th. More lesser known and interesting facts about the Carroll Police Department over the years can be found on a special Facebook page, a link to which is included with this story on our website.